The playoffs are just around the corner, and it is time to oil up. Nation Gear is ready to gear you up for Edmonton's upcoming playoff run. Rep your favorite team as they battle for the cup this spring and shop the exclusive Oil Up playoff merch and more at nationgear.ca.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I forgot.
You have no song.
For some reason, we spoke about intros before and then I just assumed we had one.
No,
bad assumption.
Work in progress.
We just do this as a cold open, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing really wrong with this.
I like cold opens.
This is the way it goes.
When was the last time we had an intro?
It's been a minute.
Maybe.
If you're listening to this right now,
2 months, maybe.
Make us an intro.
Please.
Yeah.
Send us an intro. Do whatever you like. We'll play it for you next week. Or on Friday.
I've done half the work for you.
Yeah.
You can just steal all my beats if you want.
Or you put down your own beat.
Yeah. Make your own.
Let Liam's beats inspire you.
Mm-hmm.
Make us an intro. We'll play it on Friday or whenever you get that in. We just want an intro. Good?
I like this.
Good. All right. We're call to action here. Just like I'm calling you to action to go to our friends at Oodle Noodle. If you're in the city, go grab some free Nation stickers while you're grabbing something to eat.
That is neat as hell.
All Edmonton locations of Oodle Noodle are now carrying free ON stickers.
Sorry, Rick, is that not neat as hell?
It is neat as hell, but I think we talked about this on Friday too, and I think Dan was like, yeah, just go in and grab a sticker. I was like, no, like buy something while you're there. Nah, you just got to buy it. Go in and grab a sticker.
Some spring
you
rolls.
You can go grab a sticker, but like, damn it, grab some spring rolls.
A green onion cake?
Yeah.
I could kill for one right now.
I would love one right now.
Butter chicken mac and cheese.
Yeah.
You're high on that.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I am. I kept the container that it came in on trade deadline day and I put it in the dishwasher and it came out and it said BCMC on it.
Chicken.
I was like, what the hell is this? And I put it all together and I realized my dishwasher doesn't work very well, clearly.
Yep.
I liked on the episode on Friday, Bag Milk and I listened to the first 5-6 minutes of it.
My organic reads.
Well, I didn't hear one. You just jumped right in. You were like, you guys chit-chatted about this being the second power play unit. And then you're like, well, delicious debate. It's just a hard like.
We got right into it. There were some organic ad reads and I made sure I said they were organic. We got them out of the way. All bases were covered.
I think so.
No chemicals have been used in the formation of this organic read.
None. Nothing.
Zero.
All homegrown organic foods.
Oodle Noodle 18 locations and counting, but the ones in Edmonton, grab something to eat. Then you go, excuse me, sir. You mind if I have an Oilers Nation sticker while you're at it? And they'll go, why, yes, you can. Why, yes, you can. You could start making your own Nation truck. Cover that baby up.
Get it ready for the playoffs.
Get
Did
ready
you
for
know
the playoffs.
Friday was Mario Day?
Where's this going?
March 10th.
It was March 10th. Which is, I found this out too. So MAR10 Mario.
I like how to explain it.
Did you bring it up on Friday's show?
That was
if
there.
If you listen to the intro.
It was a Mario intro.
It was a Mario intro.
Oh, I didn't make the connection.
I didn't catch on until later when I saw it like online or something like that. And I could see the words and the letters in front of me. I was like, oh,
Today it should have been like pie,
today pie day.
Pie.
How far can you go reciting pie?
3.14.
3.14595.
Really?
I think so.
I can name you many pies. Apple.
This would have been better for word association.
We'll get there. Got to save it, Liam. True. We still haven't made it through the Oodle Noodle ad read yet.
Key lime. You cannot get these pies at Oodle Noodle.
No.
Any pie?
You can ask for it. They'll tell you get the fuck out, though.
But instead, they'll give you a sticker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is round like a pie.
Just get yourself some stickers and some Oodle Noodle. It's Tuesday. You need fuel for the rest of the week. All right, go through it. Tyler, what's the delicious debate?
The delicious debate today, 15 games to go for the Oilers here in the regular season. So what's one thing you want to see from them in the final 15 games? Like one part of their game you want to see round into form down the stretch here? Because, I mean, I think it's knock on wood. Playoffs are coming. So the goal is to be playing your best hockey come playoff time. So what are you looking for down the stretch?
Who's starting?
Rick.
They got to close out games.
Yes, that was what I was going to say too.
Listen, they've figured out like the starts are, you know, what they are, what they are. They're not as bad as they were a couple of years ago. Power plays.
Even a couple penalty, months ago.
Well, even those too. Power play penalty, they're all there. 5-on-5, they're looking really good. It's just when they get that 2-3 goal lead, they need to find a way to just suffocate the other team. And I don't care if it's the Bill Belichick thing where you're up 49-0.
Cut their sleeves off.
You're still throwing touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Take it to 10 goals. I don't give a shit. I'm not worried about anybody else's feelings, but they got to find a way to close out games.
So I'm tagging on Rick on that. That was what I was going to say as well. So in the game notes today at OilersNation.com, Gregor has a little breakdown of some of the leads that have been blown over the last little bit. Unfortunately, we were in Toronto on Saturday. 3-1 turned into a 7-4 loss. In Winnipeg, they led 3-2. The Jets scored 3 goals in 3:51 and ended up winning 7-5. Oilers, what was the next one? They were leading 3-0 against Colorado, ended up losing 6-5 in OT. They also were leading 4-1 against the Rangers after the first period and then ended up losing in the shootout. So yes, I'm with Rick.
Close out those games.
Lock it down and close out those wins. Because we're just like those ones I just rattled off. Those are points that we could have very, very much used right now. Liam, what you got?
Is there even another angle to really go with?
I think there's a few.
Is it? I feel like
this cut out the big mistakes. That's happening.
That kind of just all leads into don't just lock it down, right?
Mm-hmm. But sometimes they're making those mistakes before they have that lead. Therefore,
yeah, that's true. That would
like
be
there from the goalie on out over the last 10 games, there have been more than enough 10 bell gaffes that this team has been making. And I think come playoff time, when games for the most part are no longer 6-5 and 5-4, and you maybe won't be able to outscore your problems every single night, which I know you kind of did against Calgary last year, but still. You need to cut out those big mistakes because one mistake could cost you one goal. One goal could cost you one game. One game could cost you a series.
One goal costs us 2 and 3 usually.
Yep.
And it's funny because it happens the exact other way as well. We score one, bang, bang, here come 2 or 3, right? Mm-hmm. Relatively quickly. Same thing when we're getting scored against. 1, 2, 3, bang against us.
And I'll also add, got to be better on home ice. Like, let's go. Pedal to the floor. You were good on home ice last year. You're great. Under 500 on home ice this season. That can't be happening. They need to show that they're a dominant force at home ice. This building, other teams should be scared to face the Oilers in Edmonton. That's not the case right now.
You're just saving up for the playoffs. Well, I see what they're doing here.
But let's start to take some strides.
A little rope-a-dope, and then wham.
Another one. I don't remember. I wish I remember what your stat was from the other day, Tyler, but firming up the PK. Like it was better there for a minute and then it fell off a ledge again. And while that's great for betting 1.5 total goals on the power play with our friends at Betway, it hurts my feelings.
You know, actually I was doing graphics for Oilers Nation every day today. So when they played Ottawa, which was just after the All-Star break, right? That was the second game after Detroit. The penalty kill then was about 80.4%. Which has climbed quite significantly. Mm-hmm. It is now 74.9.
So, yeah.
That is a drastic drop.
Yep.
On the year as a whole, the Oilers penalty kill right now ranks 26th in the NHL. Since January 1, it's 23rd. And in the last month, so since Feb 14, it's 27th.
Are you thrilled? I'm not.
It's consistent.
Terrible.
It's just consistent.
They've allowed a power play goal against in 5 of their last 6 games.
They have an issue with getting the puck out sometimes.
Yes. Because they're thinking too offensively.
Even when they're rimming it around the boards, they're not putting enough on it. But you're right there. There's been a lot of times where the puck's on the defense and stick and all he's got to do is flick it down the ice. And instead he's looking at making a pass up to the forward. You know, all of a sudden you have one extra forechecker there. There's a stick in the way. There's a puck bumps to the side and all of a sudden it's in the back of the net. Keep it simple. Yeah. Everybody, as soon as you get that puck, fire it down. Fire that puck not as high as you can because it's still another penalty if it goes down, but just get the damn puck out.
Did you see that they're contemplating coach's challenge for those plays? The clearing the puck over the ice?
Yeah, I did.
Or the glass or something?
Yes. In what sense?
Just in case it could be like a deflection that they missed or something.
They make it reviewable. Because you know what every hockey fan wants? More reviews.
Especially on a play like
How many have been wrong?
They normally do like a little huddle.
Yeah.
And generally speaking, I would say they get it right more often than not.
And I would also add that that rule, one, should be gone.
Sucks.
No, it should be like an icing.
It should be treated like an icing.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Like yeah. A penalty, especially, and the Oilers got dinged on this, I think it was about a month ago now, but I think they were shorthanded.
And Derek Ryan
went to go just bat the puck out of the air and hit it over the glass. And it's like, okay, that should not be puck over glass. He didn't even shoot the puck out. He's trying to make a defensive play and the puck happens to go out. Cause it's weird that they won't call it a penalty. Like if you put out your stick and it like ramps off your stick and goes out, deflection, not puck over glass, bat it out of the air while you're trying to make a defensive play. It is puck over glass.
I mean, it makes sense, right? Like a deflection is a deflection. You bat it out. It's like shooting it out. I get it. But they just need to change the penalty. It shouldn't be a penalty anymore. It should just be an icing. Or like an icing, face off in your own zone, no line change, drop the puck, let's go.
Do you know, that's what it is in most junior leagues, is if a goalie hits it over the glass, then it's
always
a penalty.
Always been.
But if a player hits it over, it's just treated as an ice. You can't change.
And I understood why they brought the rule in. I mean, these guys, if they wanted to,
I get it too.
They could flip the puck over the glass every single time, and it would be the most boring game you've ever watched. Mm-hmm. So I understand why it's there. So maybe there's a penalty if you have like 6 or 7 or 8 or in a game or something like that, because obviously you don't care about the icing anymore, but make it the icing rule. And if they hit 5 or whatever, kind of like in basketball where you have too many fouls and now they're, you know, every foul is a shot now.
Yeah.
Maybe that type of a situation, because they can put the puck over so easily, but just the straight penalty now, as someone who agrees with there needs to be something about it, I think it needs to change.
That Derek Ryan over the glass penalty, that was the Rangers game too, I think.
Yeah, and
it
cost him. Yeah.
Cost
him
a goal on that one. Yeah. And essentially 2 points too, which would put them, I guess.
They lost.
They lost in, which would have put them ahead of Seattle at the moment.
Yeah. Did you see the thing that everyone's talking about with the may have been a goal in Toronto game?
Oh, but it's not.
Clearly
it's
off
not,
post.
Right? Because it goes off the post. Someone's trying to tell me it goes off the white thing in the back. I was like,
no,
dude. Yeah.
The NHL would have buzzed it.
You don't see it go across. I understand the way it bounces back. That's why you think it's worked. But the net would have been, had to been like 3 times as shallow for it to come out that fast.
It's just because the puck hits it hard and the net like rocks almost a little bit.
Well, that's what I said. Someone was telling me. I was like, no, that's definitely not. Like it wouldn't hit the net like that.
I thought it was a goal in the moment.
Me too.
But then I thought it was a goal in the moment.
Thought or hoped.
Yeah. But then if you also, I watched the video again after we spoke about it, and you can see the puck almost like change angle when he goes through Matt Murray.
Yeah.
But yeah, the NHL, I agree. Against the Oilers, in most cases, probably not going to miss a clear goal with the technology there.
I agree.
And that's what the buzzer's for. You know?
Yes.
It happens.
I had people being like, oh, a conspiracy. Like they took another goal away from the Oilers. And I was like, man, if you think the NHL is conspiring against the Toronto Maple Leafs, you have a lot of playoff hockey from the last few years to catch up on, because shit's not been going well for them if you haven't figured it out.
Yeah. I was surprised that many people thought it was a goal, to be honest.
Yeah.
It went viral on TikTok. Some random account posted it.
It was a big Reddit thing too.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God, people. Like, do you not have working eyes?
Well, yeah. And like, literally, I had not heard it.
Still, it's just debate. Do you have working eyes?
Can you see properly?
Answer, no.
If I was an NHL ref, I'd say no.
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
Hey.
I think in most professional level officiators, they have issues seeing.
The leagues have been on a bad stretch recently for reffing.
Mm-hmm. And I think if there's, it's like a level of ego in the human being, that's the official.
100%.
And they need to they need to lay. That's that power level that they have to like turn.
I don't care what referees' names are. And
I know far too many names of officials.
I know way too many. Like, it just doesn't matter to me. But what's the one guy's name? I feel like
Graham Skilleter.
Yeah, is him.
That's your boy.
Terrible.
Like every time he refs an Oilers game, he's like, oh, here we go again. Or like in the NBA, you have that Scott Foster guy, and it's just like, God, I don't want to know who these guys are at all. You're just a man who wears a striped uniform, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, just make the calls and get out of the way.
Yep.
This isn't about you. No one paid to see you.
Any other changes or just things you'd like to see the Oilers firm up over the final 15?
I'd like to see Philip Broberg play.
Yeah, me too.
That'd be nice.
He's not playing tonight, which again, I just don't agree with. I would have subbed him in for the game against Toronto. I just think you can have him and Vinny on a bit more of a rotation to keep them each fresh.
Sub him or go 7? Either
sub
or.
Him. Yeah, I don't care. Yeah.
What did Broberg do to leave the lineup? I don't remember him having like a bad stretch. And the reason I'm bringing that up is I feel like Desharnais has struggled the last three or four games.
Right and left hand shooters.
I get that. But also you've put yourself in this situation now where it's like, well, you're not taking
forever.
Exactly. Like you're not taking out Nurse. You're not taking out Ikoma. You're not taking out Kulak. Yep. So is Philip Broberg going to play a game again, if that's the logic, right?
No,
unless you do 11 and 7.
And what happens if someone on the right side gets hurt? You're going to have to move a lefty over. Yeah. So someone's you might as learn. Well start getting them some reps so it's not game 6 against the LA Kings and you're like, well, shit, I hope Broberg handles the right side well tonight. Like, yeah. Come on.
Hasn't played in 5 weeks, but hey, must be fresh.
Are they going 11-7 tonight or 12-6?
No, 12-6.
Sounds like this.
12-6, but Costin we don't.
Costin and might be a game time.
Yeah, we don't know who's coming out of the lineup up front.
Kleem's in.
Is he?
Yeah.
Breaking?
I don't know, but Kleem's in.
Who's coming out?
Shore, Ryan.
Shore. Score.
Yeah,
maybe Ryan, though, because Shore has been playing center.
Shore, I was.
So McLeod got bumped down to the fourth line center spot.
That's right.
Yeah, and there was Shore. It was Shore, McLeod, and Ryan on the same line. I'd assume Shore comes out.
Maybe McLeod comes out.
I can't see him doing that. That's a young guy.
I think that's kind of why Vin hasn't been taken out either.
They want to let these guys work through the mistakes, kind of.
Got to.
Speaking of the mistakes, we got to give a shout out to our friends at AMA Travel for getting us to Toronto for the Nation Vacation. Tyler and I were just in TO over the weekend. Mm-hmm. We were at Scotiabank Arena. Mm-hmm. I keep forgetting what it's called.
Oh, that you said, speaking of mistakes, I'm like, where are you going? Those mistakes were made while we were in Toronto.
At the arena, but
that makes sense.
Thanks to our friends at AMA Travel. We got there smoothly, got home smoothly. Check in at the hotel was great. Really appreciate the work that they did. If you're planning a holiday this weekend or this summer, this weekend, wherever you're going, just use AMA Travel. They'll make it easy for you.
Best thing about that city is all the street dogs.
I saw no street dogs.
What? There were no.
None dogs. That just is. Signs telling me that I could be killed by fallen ice.
Oh, you mean like hot dogs?
Yeah.
I thought you meant like wild dogs. No. I was like, I've never seen a wild dog in Toronto.
You're in the wrong places.
Street hot dogs. I didn't see any street hot dogs.
Dude, I was there for a week to work, whatever, 5, 6, 7 years ago. It was the summertime, but it was like every 10 feet.
Yeah. In the summer when you go for ball games, a lot of street meat.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, that's great. We got none. Again, just signs telling me that the ice might kill me.
I'd be angry about that.
What's the weather like there nowadays? Not nowadays, this time of year.
It dumped snow on Friday. We had some delays getting there because of some weather issues in Toronto. But by the time we left on Sunday, it was basically all gone.
What time did you guys fly home Sunday? Though, like Saturday, we were walking around a little bit. And even though it's only like -5, it's like the air's colder.
If I had a nickel
off the water.
For every time Tyler said, it's a wet cold.
I like that one.
I'd have a pocket full of nickels at the very least.
You could play pinball.
Easily. I'd get a couple of gumballs. Mm-hmm. You know?
How was pinball? I asked Tyler this before. He didn't give me a good answer.
Yeah, he was great. You know, the thing about pinball is not only is he had a hell of a career as a Argonaut.
An Argonaut.
And a coach, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And now GM.
Now GM.
You can do it all.
Just... that smile will it parts the seas for you, you know?
It's infectious.
Yeah. So as we were walking through Scotiabank Center, Pinball's smile was just beaming and people just got out of the way. Just wandered right through.
After the game, had a lot of Leafs fans chirping us, and my response to all of them, I would just go Bolts in six.
And when Tyler said Bolts in six, it like cut like in a like, very meaningful way.
Yeah, no, they didn't take it well.
No, there's no way they would.
We had a good time on the Nation Vacation.
We did have a good time, but it was funny because it was obviously Toronto fans were chirping us. We're all wearing jerseys, but the fun thing was like that was Tyler's approach. And when they would chirp me, I'd be like, bro, I'm an Oilers fan. You think this is the worst I've been hurt by this team? And they just go, yeah, you know what? That makes a lot of sense, man. Like we're Toronto fans. Just like, it's funny to disarm people in different ways. But yes, we had a great time in the Nation Vacation. The Fairmont downtown was awesome.
Do you want to see a nice picture of Bagged Milk and I?
Yes, please.
It can't see the internet. But we went and we put on our robes and went for a hot tub together.
Yes.
We had to get out of the hot tub.
Kuma and Chris, the intern, would be, man, they'd be so jealous of that.
Oh, 100%.
We'd go to Calgary for like 12-minute trips. And every time they're like, we're hitting the hot tub. We're hitting the hot tub. Guys, there is no time to hit the hot tub. We're getting there like 10 minutes before the game starts.
We didn't really have time to hit the hot tub either, to be honest.
Made it work.
We made it work.
Tub time waits for no man.
Tub time does wait for no man. We did get asked to move our beers. Not allowed to drink in the hot tub.
You learned this from Jasper. How did you not bring those skills over?
We just went for it.
Yeah, we just went.
There's no time to waste.
I think everyone knows that rule. You just got to do it every time. that you can't have beers in a hot tub.
Yeah, just but cover
you
just them
gotta
up.
Go, but you got to risk it for the biscuit.
Yeah. So what we didn't know is that
travel mugs.
We just didn't have cups.
We didn't have travel mugs, and there was like not like a convenient way to go get one. Yeah. Not around us anyway. Not
really. Were you at least covering them with your towel when you no. run around? No, no, you're just leaving them out yeah. there.
Fuck it.
Yeah, cracked them in the tub.
No, we just cracked them in the tub. But I what we it. Didn't know is that there was two-way glass there. So the
I thought it was just
pool manager. She was honest.
What's bang. On the other side?
Her office.
Her office
well,
slash desk.
Well, that's kind of weird.
Kind of.
She just sits in her office staring into the
so hot tub? She was on us. Like,
instantly.
We cracked them and it was like, boom, out the door. You can't have those in here. You have to keep them on the side. Oh, and I was like, where'd you come from? That look. And like, I had hung up our towels right next to it. So she would have been sitting there like 2 feet away from me, just watching like he's got his beers in the tub and crack, boom, I'm gone. Like fucking McDavid on a loose puck. Like, how?
Yeah, she was honest. She was honest. Hotel was great. The suite we were in, the gondola suite was amazing. It was really cool. Interesting though, that their suites are at press level. They're very high.
But I like that vantage point because you're like hung over the ice a little bit. So you're like right on top.
It was like bird's eye view. It was cool. Mm-hmm.
Rexall was that way.
I never got into a box there.
I don't. Well, I mean, maybe on like open house night. I don't think I ever sat, but they had like the first ones above the first bowl. But then they had the pricey ones were definitely above the second level.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we were in. We had 46 people in the suite and it was cool because it was like kind of like bar rail seats on the top level. Then this sort of middle level, which was like stadium seats, and then another bar level up front. So there was a ton of room for everyone. We could all kind of spread out. Free steak, free food in the suite. So
how many steaks you eat?
I only had two.
I had four.
Is it Ontario beef or Alberta beef?
I don't know. I was at some point, like after that second period, I was just going for sympathy steaks. I'm like, fuck this. I'm going to have these delicious steaks. I'm going to eat as many as I can.
How do you take it?
They had a really lovely peppercorn sauce.
Oh.
But they were cooked medium, I believe. Most of them, at least the ones I had.
Yeah, peppercorn like, sauce, and there was like garlic butter you could throw.
Yeah, garlic butter was really nice too.
Those sound nice.
How do you normally take your steak?
Medium rare.
I like medium, medium rare. I'll allow.
I like a little bit of blood.
I'm a rare to blue rare guy.
Are you?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Just a quick sear.
Just a quick sear.
Oh, man, that's crazy. So like when I go out for a steak, I like it medium rare. But when I cook them at home, I always get nervous. I'm trying to get over that.
What are you doing?
I'm always like, God, I don't know if that's cooked enough, but I need to like just mentally get over it.
All you need to shaking. Get yourself a little thermometer poker thinger. Hmm? You'll know exactly what's inside.
When I used to work at a restaurant, it wasn't a very high-end restaurant. It was a buffet, actually.
Love a buffet.
Me too.
This gentleman came in once and he's like, I'll have the steak sandwich, please. So, yep, sounds good. How would you like your steak? He's like, Chicago Blue.
Yep.
I was like, what the hell is that?
Have you ever heard this trick? And this is terrible for the podcast, but using your finger and you touch this part of your hand.
Yeah, this is your pinky to thumb is well done.
Pinky to thumb is well done. And then it goes down from there.
And then when there's nothing touching, then that's rare.
Yep.
Medium well, well done.
What are you looking? Oh, like that.
Yeah. Push the meat of your thumb there.
That's the.
Oh.
There's a little trick for you.
That is a trick.
That's neat. Yeah.
There you go. Hit us up, Owen Radio Podcast. How do you take your steak?
I like actually the idea of throwing in one Easter egg thing like this every day. Like just now tweet us how you take your steak down. We did that with having lunch a couple episodes ago.
Yeah, but I forgot about it. And then people started tweeting us. I was like, what is
that? But I like the idea of like out of context replies just going out there.
Yeah. How do you eat your steak? What's the best side?
Yeah, do you have veggies or fries?
Frozen veg.
And if you have a dip,
it can't be veggies or fries. Fries would be like fries or mashed potato or and then veggies. Well, they're almost always there. Then you eat your salad on the side. So the veggies are almost like a staple. You're not going to get away from those.
You know what I love?
Probably I don't eat enough steak.
I love mashed potatoes on the side of steak. And then you get like the juice runoff of the steak into the mashed potatoes. Oh, that's good.
Nice twice baked stuffed potato.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what I go for.
Yeah.
That'd be a nice side. Wow. Back to Nation Vacation real quick. So it was just great. I just want to say thank you to everybody that came. We had Tyler and I met some really cool people, just had some really fun conversations. People came from all over the place. We had our boy Mitch. He drove down on Friday. He was a teacher in Fort Mac. He had a buddy that was supposed to come, ended up bailing. He's just like, I'm going anyway. Mm-hmm. So we just had a lot of people that we met like that were just super cool. There were some folks from the Toronto area that just bought tickets to the suite to join us. A lot of great times there, despite the outcome.
It was a tough outcome.
First period was fun.
First period was a lot of fun. We met the Zanstra family.
We did.
And they came, they live in Ontario. They came to watch Mainlander Tim and his son, Noah.
They brought dildos.
They brought us dildos to drink, which was awesome. A lot of people. I don't want to miss anyone.
Dildo Brewing and Museum.
Yeah, Dildo Brewing and Museum. What's the museum mean? I don't know.
Mainlander Tim.
Oh, a dildo museum, eh?
Yep.
Yes, mm-hmm. St. John's. But he's originally from your neck of the woods. Sherd Park.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not your OG narrow neck of the woods. Also, the contest winner, listener of the show, Graydon, and his girlfriend, Reeve.
You ended up going out with them for a big night out.
Yeah. I told this story on Real Life. So we were in the suite and they were like, hey, like, where are you guys going? We'll tag along with you. And I was like, yep, no problem. So we went back to the hotel, dropped off our jerseys, and I thought it was going to be like the whole crew, right? And then Jay was like, well, Eva got me a spot in the lobby bar and there's only one more seat. So see ya. So Jay leaves and Bagnoke is like, I got a spot in the library bar, which is also in the hotel. And there's one spot. So I'm going to leave. So I was standing in the lobby with my two new friends, Graydon and Reeve. And I was like, fuck it. Uber's called. Let's give her. And three of us went to a bar called Petty Cash.
I dig it.
Drank our faces off.
Love
and
it.
My last memory of the night, I don't remember the last time I drank this much. My last memory of the night was just being like, my phone's at 2%. We need to go. Oh. And I called the Uber while the phone's at 2%. Clutched up.
You don't call Uber. You order an Uber.
Ooh, look at this guy.
Shut up.
Did you have it on low battery mode?
No, I don't think
See,
so.
Amateurs.
Honestly, I wouldn't remember if I did.
Every nation vacation, when you wake up in the morning, first thing you do, turn that thing low battery mode.
Yep.
You never know when you're going to be around a charger. You know you're not going to be around the room very often. You need to be prepared.
When Rick and I are roommates, actually, you know what? I'll blame myself for this, Tyler, because when Rick and I are roommates, we always go low battery mode. Yep. Oh, and then we leave.
Yeah, yeah.
Make sure, I forgot. Make sure. So I feel like I failed you. I low battery mode. Also, Tyler was at a bar that was just slammed. It was more like a club.
It was like a club, man. Like it was... I was one of the oldest people in there.
So
welcome to my life.
When he's describing this to me the next morning after that loss, I'm like, there's no way I would have wanted to be in that room. Cause I was in this, like the library bar at the Fairmont was like super chill and like nice lighting and it had a vibe to it. There was just like nice music. I was drinking wine. Mm-hmm. Just, we were on different trajectories.
Yeah, I would.
But then that one closed down and I found sales guy Jared and we ended up drinking margaritas until 3 a.m. So
yeah, I was going to have to say, I would have had to find like a higher energy place. Otherwise I'd be sitting there and I'd just sulk.
Yeah. Yeah. I understood that. I just ate really bougie food and drank a lot. So it was nice. And then me and Jared went and, you know, drank margaritas until 3 with the guys from Betway. They're fantastic.
Those guys can handle their booze.
The guys from Betway were a great time. They were a really, really great time. So I think the point of the story here, we'll wrap it up.
That we had fun.
We had a great time. You want to come on a nation vacation?
I wish they'd release next year's schedule right now so we can start planning.
I know.
So many people were in the hotel lobby just kind of waiting for the bus or even at the airport. Where's the next nation vacation, boys? Where are we going? Because everybody had a great time. If you've never been on one, you've got to come.
This is our first year doing them again, right? Post-COVID?
Yeah.
No, we did Nashville last year.
That was a little bit different because there was still like the weird travel.
Yeah, there was kind still, of thing. People were still a little anxious about it.
This was the first time it was just kind of like clear and free this year.
Next year and the year after, I think we're going to turn them into some real big ones.
Oh,
and just like we were saying, we're at the mercy of the schedule always. Yeah. But one thing for sure is there were so many people on this specific nation vacation to Toronto presented by AMA Travel that just, we had a great time.
Yep.
Despite the results, we still ended up having a great time. So
we don't exactly have a great record for
improving a bit.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
They won in Nashville. They won in Vegas. Yeah. They were on a 2-game nation vacation heater.
Yeah.
Did we do a Calgary trip? No, because it was right around Christmas, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We went to Calgary in October, but that was for like that. That was for that ATB thing.
Yeah. And they also did win that.
Yes.
Anyways, we'll get back to the hockey talk after we
nation
pause.
Vacation. Join us. Yes. When the schedule comes out, we're going to start planning. Start saving up your pennies. You want to come with us next year. Tyler?
Pause for an ad.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ad complete.
Thanks, Liam.
Got to touch on the Toronto meltdown a little bit. Up 3-1, about 8 minutes left in the second period. Ryan McLeod with a beautiful pass.
Oh, tape to tape.
Wrong team, mind you. And the thing was, do you want to know what's annoying? The fucking Hall & Oates song that they have as their goal song.
I love that song, though. I love that song.
It's a great song, but in that moment, in that environment, it's the last thing you want to hear. Me and sales guy Jared were like, I hate that I like this fucking song. I was just like, buddy, if I was at your wedding or something, I'd be boogieing right now, but I don't want to hear it 4 times in 8 minutes. And I did. So, Liam, what do you make of the Oilers meltdown in Toronto on Saturday?
Yeah, self-inflicted wounds. It just felt like it was coming, not the mistakes, but a Toronto goal. And then when it came, holy smokes, did they come? So it was just, I don't know. I felt like when I was watching, once they took the lead, the Oilers weren't going to come back. Just the momentum. It felt like that place was buzzing too.
Really wasn't actually. It was kind of quiet in there.
Oh, was it? Yeah. They made it look good on TV then.
Like when the goal scored, it gets loud, but like in between, crickets.
I thought once they came back, the crowd got pretty into it.
Didn't you find it quiet?
Yeah, but are they getting into it because Toronto's winner? Are they getting into it because there's a bunch of Edmonton people there and they get to start showing up?
I don't know. I didn't think it was as library-like as some people make it out to be. I don't know. I thought it was fine.
For Saturday night, I thought it was a little quiet.
He does like to be kind of quiet too.
Well, Tyler's low-key.
Yeah.
I find sometimes when you sit that high up, it can feel quieter.
That also could be it. I'll allow that.
I just remember when I used to go to Oil Kings games and I used to sit right at the top in the press level, like something would happen and you could like hear the sound, but it sounded like it was so far away. So it was so quiet. So
yeah, but that's different because they are that far away, right? Because there's only 7,000 people. They're not in the second deck.
Yeah.
You're above the second deck. You know, there's a lot of space there for the noise to die.
But disappointing.
I do enjoy hearing that it's kind of library-ish there.
What was your take?
I'm going to mention the names. Everybody knows who they were. And two big gaffes right there, back to back. And then, you know,
that's what hurt, bang, bang.
Matthews was a good play. Like, I know you'd kind of, everybody wants to sit there and blame another guy for it, but you got to give the other team credit sometimes. It was a nifty little play with the stick lift right there. I think there's probably ways to defend it a little bit better than that or be proactive to it, but it is what it is. Great play by him. And yeah, they like we said earlier in the show, we need to find a way to lock these down. And whether you're up by two, you know, it allows for a goal. You got to find a way at stopping it,
yep,
and not allowing it to snowball. And that's something we're still working on. So it's,
now I'm going to ask a question. Admittedly, I'd had a couple of cocktails on Saturday.
Okay.
Did Woody take a timeout?
No.
Why? Took one eventually, but not after that.
Yeah,
well, to be fair though, because my dad asked this too when we were watching, the TV timeout came pretty quick after too.
Yeah.
So you kind of just probably waiting, being like, well, look at the time.
Because you know when the TV timeouts are, right?
Anyway. They're all relatively scheduled. They have a brief idea.
14, 10, and 6.
So if you see it and it's like, well, I waste my time out here, then we just get one the next. What if it goes out of play right away? So, yeah.
Rolling us. It's not like we were stuck at our end and they were just, you know, line after line and just kind of ruling the show down in our end. It was obviously a mistake one and a mistake two. Like those were not, maybe after the second one, I can kind of see it, but I mean, there's a time too, where you're just like, guys, let's go. Like it's only 3-3. Yep. They were down by two.
Yep.
They didn't stop. Like we're now, and it's even Murray, like, let's get out there in. And it's, you know, we're even like, keep your head up. Let's go.
They had some chances to start the third period too. Like Draisaitl missed the open net on the one timer.
That was right in front of us.
Great chance. Yeah. That could have turned things around.
100%. Yeah. Hyman's mysterious goal.
That wasn't a goal.
I think there was one other conspiracy one in there too. So the chances were there. It just
see, and that's still why I'm not like, I know if it's Toronto, it's Saturday. That hurts. That's where the pain and the sharpness is, but they didn't, that wasn't a 7-4 game. Like it was a couple, you know, we served up everything in the second period and then we did not capitalize on our chances in the third. If we did, that could have been 7-5, 7-6 us at the end of it.
I thought it finished 7-5.
7-4.
Did it? I did turn it off early, so makes sense.
No tribute video for Jack Campbell.
Is it really?
They gave him like a hello, Jack's back. Yeah. They had a little graphic, but no video.
They didn't play like a montage.
No video.
Well, that is just ridiculous. First Matthias Janmark and now Jack Campbell.
Okay, but do we do it for Broussard tonight?
Oh, you got to. Listen,
well, do you know what?
One of the greats.
He just played his 1,000th yep. game. So
you
I
could probably show his entire shift with the Oilers as the video.
They'll show his goal. Wasn't it like that random one from the boards that went in?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. What a legend. I'll never forget Derek Broussard.
Never.
What's your takeaway from Saturday, Tyler?
Yeah, I mean, that's just points you don't want to see slip away. Like you just, when you're up 3-1... at the minimum, even if you're going to collapse, you need to get things back on the rails enough to at least bring it to overtime. And if you could have done that, you're ahead of Seattle right now because you own the tiebreaker. So it was disappointing. And when there's 15 games left in the regular season and, you know, the path to catching Vegas is just very, very difficult now when you look at how many points back you
and
are.
And those other three teams don't fucking lose?
Yes.
Well, like, could they lose a game? Believe maybe give up 1 point.
They don't give up points. They don't do anything like that.
Everything is like, oh,
but that's what makes it frustrating.
That's what makes these blown leads so frustrating.
Holy shit. But at the same time, everybody gonna sit there and say, you know, Carolina's this great team. Carolina has scored a goal in 177 minutes and 51 seconds.
Hmm. Wow. Did you pull that out of the fucking...
I kind of knew that one ahead of time. They scored at 201 of the first period 3 games ago. Then there was nothing else that game. Then they got shut out and they got shut out again. So listen, the good teams do have little moments like this, right? This team needs to come out and there's a game against a lesser team tonight. And they need to come out and show dominance.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. So we'll get to the...
Because then they're going to have to play on Thursday too against a potential first round matchup with Dallas. And that they need to show up as well.
Yep. So what do you expect for tonight's matchup against the Sens?
I expect him to come out hot and heavy. And I expect McDavid will probably come out after his Juno performance last night. Bang a couple home. And I think the Oilers got to play mean... mean hockey, to be honest. I'd like to see them show a bit of passion.
Yeah, I see them come up with a chip on their shoulder. Yeah. Like that was annoying on Saturday. Like and being in the building and again hearing Hall & Oates all those times over the final like half of the game, it's annoying. And I hope it pisses them off just as much as it pissed me off, you know? And then they come out today, get a quick start against the Senators team that's lost their last two.
Yep.
And just
while they're in a playoff push, right? Like they need these points to try and get in there. So they're going to be coming out on fire tonight.
Yeah.
Tyler, desperate at least.
I want to see them have that sort of desperate brand of hockey. When you look back at that month of January heater that they kind of went on, right? And McDavid even said this at the All-Star weekend. It was like, okay, that loss against LA really pissed them off. And they came out and played 6 just remarkable hockey games in a row. Like blowout. Huge win against Vegas, beat up on Seattle, passionate game against Tampa that you find a way to keep your emotions intact and get through that hockey game. Like we haven't seen that style from this team consistently since that stretch in early January. And I want to see them find that down the stretch. And it ties back to the delicious debate. Like you have 15 games here to start playing your best hockey consistently. And I want to see that start tonight against an opponent who hasn't been good on the road all year, is starting to slip, is banged up, missing some key pieces, and has been bleeding offense. Like this is a team, shut them down, get yours offensively and make this a convincing win.
I think you'll see that tonight. I think you're going to see a pissed off Connor.
I hope so. Looked happy at the Junos though.
Well, he had a great time.
He looked great at the Junos.
Looked great.
Everyone sits there and says, oh, he's got no personality and blah, 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 right? Because he doesn't do anything in front of the cameras. I thought last night you get to see a little more of his personality. You know, he's not so... tight to the camera and not so worried about what he, you know, he had shoulders relaxed and you know, just talk like he normally does.
Shout out to, now I hope I get this right, because this is what the birdies have been telling me over the last little bit, that Cam, our boy Cam from Basil's 2-for-1 Pizza and Leduc, is the one that started the MVP chant.
Beautiful. That's why we love Cam.
I liked seeing Connor's answer too. What did he say? We all needed to hear.
I love,
you know how much I love playing here and in front of all of you.
And my heart's
bumps.
My heart's been a flutter ever since I watched those on Twitter last night.
I think I watched because Waz pulled the clip and threw it up on Instagram like immediately. I think I watched it about 30, probably 600 times, Liam.
It, 3,600 times. It's difficult to get up and talk to people like that.
It's a room full of people.
And then everyone's
a stadium full of people.
MVP, he's like he's probably super embarrassed about it as well. But I thought he did a very good job, and it was cool to see him up there and show his personality a bit. Like everyone says, oh, hockey players have no personality. It's like, well, sometimes you get asked the same questions every single day. Like you're not going to have much of a personality.
Yeah, either. Especially right after a loss.
Yeah, like there was the clip. What was it? It was from that Oilers Plus show, whatever it's called. Yeah. And Nugent Hopkins was talking, and off mic, McDavid goes, everyone can skip this episode because
you've been on the mic five times. We heard you already.
So yeah, it's just like he's in his comfort zone.
Back to the Sens for our friends at Betway. What are we thinking? Here's what I'm thinking.
Oh, I got a nice one tonight.
I'm excited to hear about it because this is what no one, and I've got my risky business bet for the day. Leon to score a goal and an assist is plus 200. To me, that's money in my jeans already. I'm spending it already. What you got? What's yours?
Oilers money line. McDavid 2+ points are even money. I know it's not super juicy, but boy, oh boy, that feels like just locked and loaded.
It does feel locked and loaded, but it also feels insulting.
Yes.
You go look, like you look at the odds on Betway and it's like McDavid to get a goal. It's like minus 150 or something. Like, really? Okay. Yeah.
Is to get a goal tonight, he's minus 125, which is like
insane.
Minus 125
is crazy, but that's like ridiculous. Pretty good for him recently.
Like, yeah. But like you put that in terms of like any other hockey player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
there's very few players that get treatment like that.
Less than plus money to score a goal for one specific person.
Mm-hmm. Tyler, what do you got? What are you thinking?
Well, Jay, Liam, and I on our Betway game day bets are all riding with the same bet. McDavid 2+, Oilers win at plus 100. So I'm going to go heavy on that.
Yep.
And I think I might... I've been thinking of this through the whole show.
Go for it.
I'm getting a little bit worried about our pals, Zach Hyman and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
Why that?
Who were shooting the lights out earlier this season. And now in the last 10 games, those two have combined for 5 goals, even though the team's scoring a lot. I think Hyman bounces back tonight. I think I'm going to bet on him to score. But are you guys at all worried that maybe the heaters are coming to an end for those two?
Not for Hyman, because he had that one last game that the NHL didn't see.
Yeah.
So,
he only has 2 goals and 3 assists in his last 10 games. He's not shooting the puck nearly as much as he used to. I'm worried, and maybe it's just a slump, and I know guys like that are allowed to go through slumps. So I think my concern level for each of them is down at like a 5 out of 10. But if you want to talk about things I want to see down the stretch, I want to see Zach Hyman find form. Like start doing the whole drop the shoulder, drive the puck around the net. Like that was something he did so well earlier in the season, shooting a ton of rubber. He's lost it a hair recently. And getting that guy specifically, like Nuge is Nuge. He'll get his. I'm more confident in a Nuge bounce back. But in terms of playoff hockey, Zach Hyman's really important to this team.
100%. Nuge, just to, because you mentioned him as well, he has got 7 points in his last 5, only 2 goals though he did have that one disallowed against Boston. Nuge, by the way, I'm looking at 80 points. Good for you. Fuck. He's on pace for, what is that, 99 points?
Yeah.
And he's saying he's falling, he's slow.
Well, no, I'm just saying he's like plateauing a little bit. Like, is it concerning? I don't think it is with Nuge because like he's still racking up assists like crazy. I said 3 goals in his last 10 games, but if you go look at his point total over his last 10, he's got 3, 4, 8, 9, 10, 11. Like, yeah, that's not concerning at all. I guess it was more specifically a Hyman point.
His time and ice has gone down a little bit too.
Nuge?
Hyman. Mm. So he averages around 20-ish minutes. So Winnipeg, he had 20 exactly. Winnipeg, again, he had 18:31. Buffalo, he had 17:30. Boston, he had 15:30. And then he got back up to 20 again. And he's been -2 in both the Winnipeg games and the Boston game.
Those Boston and Buffalo games, though, we had a really good performance from the bottom six. So I think they were eating up a little bit of time, which is probably a good thing. Well, definitely is a good thing.
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
Another bet I got for tonight for Betway is I am banking on a Nugent Hopkins goal, but not a goal. I got over 2.5 shots. A plus 140 is delicious.
And you gotta sprinkle in Connor's.
Nuge. Oh, Nuge.
You gotta sprinkle in Connor's 4.5 shots.
Well, yeah. That line feels high, but it's not.
It's not. I know. We watched it all like 2 weeks ago, and the dude has like 7 shots in the first. He's going to be pissed tonight. Like, this team is, you see his celebrations. You know, he's like, this means this team is going to come out tonight. You're going to see something tonight.
Didn't like Avril Lavigne being interrupted.
But he also agrees we need to save the green belt.
Mm-hmm.
And his favorite Alberta band. Canadian band. Nickelback.
Yeah.
And Ekholm thinks his is Nickelback.
Yes, I did.
Probably
see
not
that.
Familiar with the area yet.
Not yet. He's still.
Who's yours?
Favorite Canadian musician?
Yeah.
Mine's. Or band?
Drake.
Yeah, Drake or Bieber.
Drake or Bieber.
I quite like Avril Lavigne. Remember the Avril Lavigne? Yeah, but
that's
era?
Not your favorite, bro.
If I.
Why not?
Yeah. How many songs can you name me?
We had that day here at the office did. Where this it was a full thing. Avril Lavigne Come on. Day.
Girlfriend.
Okay.
Skater boy.
Pretty sure it's called boyfriend.
No, it's girlfriend.
Oh, is it?
Okay. How many songs do you know, Tyler? Yeah. You're sitting here quizzing me.
I didn't say Avril Lavigne's my all-time favorite Canadian artist.
There's a bunch.
Yep.
When I see them all, I'm like, oh, I like that. It's like Maroon 5. I don't know all the Maroon 5 songs, but when they come on, I can sing along.
Yeah, I think you're missing the Tragically Hip, man.
Tragically Hip is... Well, I'm never a big Hip guy. I liked varying songs.
I respect them, but I don't love them. Like,
that's
I'm
just
not,
it, though. But if you had to look at all the Canadian talents or whatever, if you had to take of who has the most songs that you'd probably want to sit down and listen to, it'd probably be the Hip. I know, obviously, Drake. They've been around for a hell of a lot longer.
Yeah, like for me, it'd be Drake, Bieber, Alexis on Fire I like a lot.
I like Dallas Smith a lot on the country side of things. I believe he's Canadian.
I don't even know.
Yeah, he's from Vancouver.
But I've been telling you, man, like a Nickelback?
Yeah,
it'll get you going.
I'm considering going to the concert.
I got tickets.
I know you do. And after you were talking about it on the Nation Vacation presented by MA Travel, I think I might get tickets to go.
We were talking about that a couple of shows ago, but like what band or whatever do you want to see represent the Oilers?
Nickelback.
Yeah, Nickelback is...
Can you imagine how nuts the crowd would go if... Ooh, maybe he's in town. Maybe they'll be in town tonight. Maybe they'll show him on the big screen tonight and he'll slam a beer.
And they play that song. I can't remember.
All right.
Love that one.
It's such a good tonight. One.
Just before we wrap up the...
Burn it to the ground.
Burn it to the ground.
Just singing it over
I gotta
here.
See. I can sing them. I can't tell you any of the song titles.
Score prediction for the night's game against the Sens, Leon.
I will Leon. Go with a 7-2 Oilers win.
Wow. 4-2 win.
They're always so close to me. 6-1 Edmonton.
Stuart Skinner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are you going to go with it?
5 for the Oilers.
Are we going to end it? Is the streak over?
5 for the Oilers.
The
streak over?
5 for the Oilers.
Wow.
Wink for the camera.
I got you.
Okay.
Gavin's going to be so excited.
Gavin's going to be so pumped if this happens. So pumped. He's been waiting. Poor Gavin. Counting.
If he gets it, I'll make a montage with an Avril Lavigne overlay as a music bed.
Deal.
It won't be a bed. Overlay will be a bed.
Can't wait to see what song you choose.
There's a variety. Maybe that's one. Right?
The options
like
are
a buffet,
endless.
Like a buffet, if you will.
A buffet
of her songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I'll end it with what she said last night went to that protester.
I'm very excited for seeing this later on tonight.
Stu, come on, buddy. She's like, we need you always, but today especially. Come on,
this
man.
This is big.
Maybe I'll premiere it on After Dark.
You are on After Dark tonight.
I'm on After Dark tonight.
How's After Dark going?
It's going great. Connor Halley, he's got a new camera for today's show, which I know is exciting.
Oh, upgrades.
Yeah, that's how good the show's going.
I hope he's taking it for a run already.
I was watching you guys after the Thursday game, which was
Boston. Yep.
Boy, oh boy, were my dad and I in tears at your little keyboard magic there.
Well, I didn't do anything. We just had a guest appearance on the show.
True. It was
Satan.
Yeah, Satan made an appearance on the show. He was very excited.
Very, very funny.
I also like doing it because Connor Halley and I don't really know each other at all.
Yes.
Just outside of like pleasantries and be like, hey, this is, you know, so he doesn't really know my sense of humor whatsoever. So sometimes I like to do that. I go into the Satan voice on the roadcaster in my house and then I just watch his face and he just goes,
all right. And then he right
when you think someone warned him
when it's done he just naturally asks another question. that's my favorite part about it is
he's a pro.
Yeah,
he is a
nothing
pro.
Nothing can throw that man off.
Nothing.
Sounds like a perhaps a challenge.
Yeah, we'll get you on After Dark.
We should. That'd be funny.
Challenge accepted. Challenge accepted. Well, Tyler,
I don't have anything.
Really?
Hours. About eight hours in the last 4 days spent on an airplane accumulated.
He was spending all of his time. I was sitting beside Tyler on the airplane. And I could tell you what he was doing. Most of his time was spent looking at the leaderboard from the PGA, whatever that was going on.
The players.
And playing bricks and balls.
Yeah, a lot of bricks and balls. It did look fun though. It looked relaxing.
Do you have Candy Crush on your phone?
Nope. It's too stimulating for me.
He's just running up and down the hallway in the airplane. Sorry, guys. Just played a couple hours of this. Need to work it off.
Come on. What am I coming up with?
Tyler also doesn't like when I reached over and pushed his flight attendant button.
That was a dick move.
You for wanted everyone. Another beer and you didn't want to ask. So I wanted to help you out.
That's fair.
I thought I was being friendly.
What'd you get?
We just had a couple of steam whistles.
Yeah. Ooh. Toronto Brewed. Brewed right downtown. Really? Yep.
It was lovely. Shout out to Porter. The free booze on the plane is, it hits nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Free booze plane.
Free booze, free food.
Free booze, free food. Yeah.
This is a special setup.
I don't know. That's just like the
Porter,
way they roll.
That's a Porter thing. Porter Airlines does it.
And you know what else
right.
I like?
A new airline. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
New issue.
Only two rows on each side. No middle seat.
Oh, that is nice.
I liked it. Yeah. I liked it a whole lot.
Are we still talking like the same amount of space?
Yeah, mostly.
Cause I mean, we did like the two seats on each side coming back from Calgary once after Winnipeg, I think.
No, bigger plane.
Okay.
Yeah. Bigger plane.
It was nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
All right. I got word association ready to go.
You put in a lot. How many we got?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Whew, you put that together quickly.
I had two and I just came up with two more.
My goodness.
I thought we were just killing time here for a couple
Holy
minutes.
Cow. She tells me I need to say for a second time that you can go get Oodle Noodle stickers at or Oilers Nation stickers at Oodle Noodle.
This is when right around the same time I did it on Friday's show too.
See?
My organic reads.
We got it. This is an organic read telling you to go to Oodle Noodle for Oilers Nation stickers. Ty guy?
Yeah.
Hey, don't play with that. Only he said they're fragile.
Yeah, don't if you take off just the top, don't pull by these.
So on camera, you're going to see these cool little logos and stuff that we had built for us.
It's right there.
But they're very like, yeah, check out this bag milk one that I got for better.
No
life
one's
going to
see this probably, but it's cool.
Is we'll post 3D a picture of it. Printed?
Yeah, they're yes. 3D printed.
Wow.
They're neat. I like them a lot. I think they're cool.
They are really cool.
I'm glad I got a milk
Very
jug.
Fragile.
Yeah, they are very fragile.
Oh, you should use this for like listener questions or something. We
could absolutely do that.
And then
those are just extra pieces, bro.
Is that a listen to question?
No, it's
you're going to lose my pieces, man.
Oh, it is extra pieces.
You think I was lying to you?
Yeah, yes. Well, it's just wrapped in a piece of loose leaf paper. Stop touching.
All right, Tyler.
Boy. Yep.
It is your time to shine.
It is.
We've got four words. What is the order?
10 minutes to
kill. We'll go. Well, we can always just end
Tuesday. Is a Tuesday. You can go long.
If you don't think I can just waste 10 minutes of all of our time here, you are mistaken.
I got some stories to tell from the weekend.
Bagged milk, Liam, Rick, Tyler.
Okay, I'm first. Okay.
Three.
All right.
Second.
In 21 games against the Ottawa Senators, McDavid and Draisaitl have combined for 68 points. One word.
Epic.
Globetrotters-esque.
Unfair.
Very fair.
It is fair.
How about he's Donnell Noska?
He is a Senators killer, so I'll look that up. The Bakersfield Condor you're most excited about right now.
You know what? To his credit, I wouldn't have said this earlier in the season, but Lavoie.
The Condor, what's his name? Tulio.
Well, yeah, he's not a Condor right now, but so I'll go with Borgo.
I'm going to go Lavoie as well. I was going to say Borgo, Lavoie.
He's on a heater Electric. Right now.
Yep.
He's like over his last 30 games, he's a point per game or something down in the NHL.
No, did everyone catch? Okay, go ahead. I'll bring it up after.
Yep. Yeah, we got time to kill here. Yeah.
Third one, Nickelback.
They sounded off. Like the first song sounded off.
I was just thinking in general, Nickelback. Oh.
Rockstar.
That is a great tune.
Alberta.
Banging.
Yeah.
Autograph.
Hmm.
Burn it to the ground.
How you remind me.
Oh no. I don't
just
have
sing it.
uh
What's that one? Can you see the line in here? Yeah,
he said that.
Oh, did you say that?
All right. Oh, last one I got for you. Give me one word to describe our birthday bash on Saturday.
Splendiferous.
Bashdiferous.
Afterwards be ouch, but
epic. You're probably going to have a rough Saturday anyway.
It's going to be a rough weekend.
I'm going to say overstimulating for myself as well. There'll be a lot going on there.
Because not only is Friday St. Patrick's Day, it is also Rick's birthday on Friday.
So just understand, like, if I'm not feeling great come Saturday and I need like a little of the PEDs to get me going here,
Rick will take
all you guys are going to be coming down with. But by this, I just mean a couple of, you know, early shots to kind of, you guys are going down with me. So
I'll be there. Doors open, buddy. I'm ready for you.
My mom and dad will be there.
Oh, my parents are coming too.
Well, should we put them at the same table?
I didn't invite my parents.
They asked me.
Darnell Nurse in his last 12 games against the Senators. So this is the last 3 years. So including that Canadian division year, 7 goals, 3 assists in 12 games.
Do a little sprinkle on Daryl goal, maybe?
All 7 of those goals at even strength. And he's
always a 5-on-5, man.
And he's averaging north of 3 shots on goal.
Maybe a little sprinkle on Daryl? Just a little one.
I might be on Daryl tonight.
Yeah, we might have to be on Daryl.
Squad bet?
Shot prop.
Careful, we're going to get flagged.
Oh, yeah. No. Can't play that much Avril Lavigne.
He was a boy.
What? You know this one?
Life's like this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that one. Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to go far. No way. Is this mid-90s? No. Like late 90s?
Oh, this early 2000s. Oh, this is a
huge jam.
It's a fucking banger.
That's a big jam. So then why were you so upset that Liam said that Avril Lavigne is his favorite Canadian artist?
It's all on his playlist too.
I'm just on her Spotify.
He's all saved songs. Oh, this is the best one.
I'm with you.
Slow jam.
Yeah, it's a slow jam, but it's got the big buildup.
Yeah.
I love a good ballad.
You need to learn now and then.
Oh, man, she had a run, hey?
Yeah.
So no I feel kidding. Like you owe Liam an apology.
Well, she's still not your favorite. I don't believe that, but she's good.
Why can't she be my favorite? I don't get it. Why?
Because I think you're full of it.
No, I've known her the longest. She's been around way longer than I don't like Drake that much.
Was she your first Thieves Canadian girl crush?
I didn't know she was Canadian until I moved here. So yeah, therefore yes.
Not a big Drake guy.
Nah, not really into the rap biz.
I found out last night because I was like, I didn't know who won best rap album at the Junos. I didn't know who it was. But I was just like, how did Drake not even get nominated for this? I guess he beefs with the Junos.
Oh.
He doesn't even submit his work.
He beefs at the Grammys too, though. I don't think he submits his work for the Grammys either.
Well, he definitely doesn't to the Junos.
How about the Oscars too? Mm-hmm. That happened on Sunday.
Yep.
Brendan Fraser won Best Actor, I believe.
For Encino Man.
Two members of Encino Man won awards that day. Two people that were in Encino Man won.
Paulie Shore got something?
No, he's the only one who didn't get it.
Wow.
And that, the very excited Asian fella.
Oh yeah. That was the Indiana Jones thing that they had that hug.
Yeah. Now he was the director of that Everything Everywhere All at Once.
I haven't seen that, but everybody loves it.
But well, it won best movie of the year, I think.
I have to go back and find out where he was in Encino Man though.
Did he win best picture?
I don't know.
I think he did. I like to see Winsy awards, but I never watch the Oscars.
Oh, okay, so you didn't like dress up and do the whole fucking
no. What did I do Oscars on Sunday? Thing? I was at the City Championships at the Bill Hunter, Edmonton Junior Oilers versus the St. Albert Raiders.
How far from my house? How come you didn't stop over?
I don't know where you live.
How was the cheeseburger?
No cheeseburger at the Bill.
Whoa, okay, so you didn't order one, or they didn't have them?
They don't have them. They have hot dogs and chicken wraps. I believe we talked about this before. Yeah,
so my and you list still went though.
Yeah, man, I got to do my job.
Well, I figured you might like in turn, just, you know,
I thought you would have not eaten at a protest.
Like protest.
Yeah, well, I was starving.
Well, you were expecting a delicious burger and all you got was a hot dog.
Well, I've come to realize that the Bill Hunter, they're not going to live up to my expectations.
What if you just like painted on your back or something like that and run around without your shirt on?
That would probably go over well.
Yeah. Bring hot dogs or bring burgers to the Bill Hunter.
Yeah, to the Bill. I should contact the Oilers. That's the Oilers home facility now for the junior teams. So they got a steak in there. Actually, I wish they had a steak.
One time I was playing
medium rare.
I'm going to say it was probably Bantam at Bill Hunter. I just had a game and we walked into our room. There was just a bag sitting there. Just like, oh, okay. We'll just move it over to the door. Someone forgot their bag. In walks Mac T.
Oh,
Mac T's son forgot his bag in our room. And then he gave us a pregame speech to fire up the boys. We went out there and got the job done. So
what was Bill Hunter before? What was the name of the arena?
It's been a Bill Hunter forever. It's the one right by West Ed.
Yeah, it's not far.
You gotta go down the stairs like to get to the rooms.
Yep.
Right next to Jasper Place.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah.
The funny thing is, you mentioned Mac T, and the novelty has worn off a little bit, but every time I watch St. Albert play, Fernando Pisani is a coach on the St. Albert team. So I was sat right behind the bench, and now it's just kind of like you don't think about it, but it's like, oh, there is Fernando Pisani.
I think about it.
I believe it was called Jasper Place Arena.
Was it?
I believe
so. Fernando Pisani actually skated in the Junos hockey game earlier that day. Then he coached his team to a victory.
I'll love that man forever.
Yeah, good guy. Very, very, never yells on the bench or anything.
Ah, a calm coach, a player's coach.
Yeah, some plays on the team, very good too. Hail.
Will he be joining the Crusaders?
No, he actually signed for Spruce Grove.
Ah.
So.
Is this because you guys didn't want him?
He just picked Spruce Grove.
Did you give him an offer?
Yep. But oof. Spruce Grove's just a little closer to St. Albert, isn't it?
You're not holding it against him?
No, the kid's got a pick.
Do you hold grudges in these situations? I would.
No, but at first it was very difficult to get told no. Because, I put in all this work. And then like 20 other kids say no. But then you get 20 kids who say yes. But it's just like, sometimes the no's come a little bit more regular.
And there's got to be whether you like it or not, one or two players have got to kind of like, you sit there, you're like, that's the guy, I really want that guy.
Yeah, there's definitely a couple that I'm working very, very hard to get them to say yes. But some of them, just say no.
You should quickly stop by the Oodle Noodle and grab some free Oiler Nation stickers and give them to them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Third plug of the day. Organic. We've lost Tyler. Now he's just studying our props. Tyler, okay. If you don't think I can one more minute and 10 seconds of just nonsense that got in me, come on.
The Crew did have a big win on Sunday though, on Saturday. Anyone want to guess the score?
8-3.
No.
7-4.
Tyler, do you know it?
10-1.
10-1.
Wow.
142 combined penalty minutes in game two.
I like
to
hear that part.
Has Chris the intern lined any of these games?
No, I always look for him though, but he hasn't done any yet. And also someone drove through the wall at the Show Park Arena. So big Saturday night at the rink.
Big celebration of that win.
I saw the picture of the team at Roos Chris.
Yeah, we went out to Roos Chris the other day.
Oh yeah, how was that dinner?
It was delicious.
Yeah, you got to go?
Yeah, I went.
They just didn't let you in the picture.
No, the players were just in the picture.
That's fair. What'd you have?
You should have been front center.
I had the steak filet mignon. Yep.
Oh, nice.
Filet.
I love a filet mignon.
I think it was an 8 ounce.
It's a small guy.
Yep. Wow, they're got a lot of mouths to feed. Well, they make the plate hot there.
Yeah, it's a sizzling plate. So they serve it like a temperature lower, so it continues to cook while you're on your plate.
Yeah.
And it brings it up in front of you.
Some mash, some mushrooms.
Lovely.
Dessert.
Cheesecake. What flavor?
I believe it was a cherry.
Oh, nice.
It was very good. And
was like that the photo you posted from last Wednesday?
Yeah. And I said Wednesday came early because I went on Tuesday. Anyway on Wednesday.
It's funny though.
You did go for cheesecake on Wednesday.
Yes, I did.
Well, you and your buddies.
You had two cheesecakes on Tuesday.
No, that was a chocolate cake.
No, you had a cheesecake when I walked into here. You had the banana one.
Oh yeah, I got the banana ones from Danger Suede too. Those were delicious too. Got a couple left. It's been a big cheese.
I like how cheesecake is now kind of.
I'm a foodie.
Yes, you are.
Cheeseburgers. Yes, you are. Cheesecake, banana, booties.
Chris, cheeseburgers?
It's a cheeseburger.
Oh, the folks from Betway, you'll love to know. There are some English boys.
Yeah.
Flew over. We were hosting them in Toronto for the nation vacation. We were talking crisp booties with the Betway boys, and they go, oh, I'm not so much a crisp booty. They were just saying whichever ones they like. The possibilities are endless.
There's no limit. I had a bacon butty on Sunday.
Oh, lovely.
It was fantastic.
Bun or bread?
Bread.
Mm. Bread, butter, bacon, done.
Bingo.
I suggest you toast the bread and then throw some tomatoes on.
It was
maybe some lettuce. Call that a BLT.
The B stands for butty.
Well, hey, Tyler, guess what we did? We did it.
I was going to say, contrary to how these last 8 minutes may sound, we don't get paid by the minute. It's a flat fee. We get the same amount whether we end this bad boy at 30 minutes or an hour two.
We just enjoy talking to each other.
Exactly.
I'm just tired. I need a coffee.
I haven't seen Rick or Liam in days.
That's been like a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we weren't here Friday. We had, as you guys called it, the second power play unit.
That was a very funny line.
That was a good line.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna sit there and pump our tires though, because the second power play unit a lot of times is just Barry and Hyman going off, mm-hmm. and then Bouchard and someone else comes on. Mm-hmm. So technically that makes you, myself, and Dan the Connor, the Leon, and the Nuge.
Yep. Yeah. Take that.
Who did the worst job, Cam or Gavin?
Don't answer that.
All right, fine.
Coom's always, I like having Coom on the show. Gavin did a great job too.
Gavin's debut is a big moment
for our friends. Just lastly, I just gotta finish off the podcast by saying, if you're looking for some plans as we go into March, please consider our friends at Tourism Jasper. Spring skiing, great. Patios, they're going to be opening soon. The escape card's still available for half price lift tickets. Conditions are great. Lots of terrain, lots to go on. Golf course, Tyler, opens May 31st.
Fuck yes. Rick, we need to play a round together this year. I feel like every summer we're always like, hey, we're going to golf together. We never do. We need to make sure that gets done.
That's it. No problem.
Can I play?
Yep.
Nope.
Terrible. I'll bring extra balls.
When Liam was reading that ad there last week, he said that it opens August 31st.
I think I corrected
late
myself.
Start.
Yeah,
on
you
the
did.
Golf.
You're like, oh, that's kind of late.
I was nervous.
It will be open for 3 weeks.
And the Jasper SkyTram opens March 24th. Come on, just get your reservations in. Get going.
You ever break 80?
No, I've not. I've been 81 a couple of times. I've never even gotten to 80. There was one time I was golfing at Silvertip in the mountains, and I shot even par on the front. Oh. And I was like, holy shit, I'm going to do it. And like, I was just so dialed in, and then I had two bad holes that kind of just fucked me. And then I shot 45 on the back.
Well, then you know what? You guys would love golfing with me. I'll just make you feel better about yourself.
I was playing my best round of golf in Silvertip 2 one time. And I had a bet with my friend that whoever won the round, the other person would pay for the room that night.
Wow, that's high roller shit.
Yeah, but I was like feeling pretty good about myself. I was hitting the best golf. And then there's a par 3. I think it's 16 or 17. Mm. And I got like an 8. Absolutely killed myself. Not only did I pay for the room.
I know which one that is too, with the slope on the side kind of. Yeah.
Killed me.
It's putting, man. Putting is the hardest part.
I couldn't do anything.
I can't.
I was watching TikTok from John Daly the other day. And he says, if you're a new golfer, just work on your 150 feet in.
Yep.
Work on that.
Yeah. If you could consistently two putt, like if I could consistently two putt, I'd break 80 so much.
Yeah. I'd get down there. Every time I post it too, Tom Gazzola is always like, no three putts. Thanks, Tom.
Get God out of damn here, it, handsome Tom.
I know.
Come on, man. Yeah, I hope he gets that perm.
I think he has to.
Yeah, I think he is.
Good. Still going to look handsome. Going to look kind of like Bob Ross in a way. Like a handsome Bob Ross.
He has to keep it for like 5 weeks or something like that. Yikes. He's got to keep it for a while. Like I'd
get tired of it.
That's going to rattle him for a bit there, I think.
I think it's going to be a new look for him. He might just be a perm guy now.
Oh. I think he's good looking no matter what he does.
We're going to find out because his hair is like his calling card.
That's yeah. True.
Hair is big. That's why I've been wearing a hat recently.
Why are you embarrassed about your hair?
I lost, I didn't lose it, but I ran out of hair gel. I just keep forgetting to go and I get this.
I didn't even know you wear hair gel. I thought you just combed it nicely.
No. Get
some dippity doo in there?
It is not good when there's nothing in it.
Really?
Yeah.
We've learned something about you today.
Fix them up on the way home then.
I'm going to have to. Some pomade, Old Spice pomade.
I see the kids on TikTok use sea water oil, something.
See, you got this other one, Lynx pomade. It is not the same. Mm. I think it's Lynx.
Well,
brutal, whatever it is.
Best of luck with your hair care.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything else? Are we good?
For our friends at Tourism Jasper, AMA Travel, Betway, and Oodle Noodle, Weathers Nation Radio is wrapped. And I will say this, the birthday party coming up on Saturday. We're running out of tickets. You're listening to this now.
Maybe 10 left.
That's not it. Many.
Yeah.
Get your tickets. Rick says 10.
Tickets.
That's going to be gone in a blink. Nationgear.ca. Help us raise a little bit of money for free play for kids. Till Friday. We will see you later. Have a great week, everybody.
Cool.
Farewell.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Are you ready for playoff hockey? Well, listen up because I've got something for you. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now here's the deal. Every playoff game day, you're going to be faced with four questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle. And here's a sneak peek into some of the questions we'll be firing your way. First up, you got to pick the winning team. Simple, right? But there's more. You got to decide if the total for the game is going to go over or under a certain amount, and the strategy doesn't stop there. Next up, you're picking which player is going to light the lamp first, and finally, you got to predict which period in the game is going to be the highest scoring. Will it be a barn burner in the first, a shootout in the second, or a nail biter in the third? That is all up to you. Now let's talk prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. That's right. Treat yourself to some nation gear or even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the round winners, cash money. Cold, hard cash. We're putting real dough in your pockets simply for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. It's game time, folks. Head over to games.dailyfaceoff.com now and prove your puck prowess.